Goodbye, friends. Today am not National Opposite Day. We am not have podcast for you. Watch episode now!
What?
I don't know.
Cookie Monster.
Oh, you slush! Yeah!
Hey, goodbye, everybody. Well,
goodbye.
Unwelcome to the show.
We're going to keep this going the whole episode?
Yes.
Maybe.
Nah. Me, I'm not Bri.
We got all the. Well, like, if you don't like anything that we say, just pretend that it was the opposite.
That's true. Me, I'm not Bri.
Mm-hmm. Me, I'm not Kyle number one. Me, I'm best Kyle. Me, I'm best Kyle.
Kyle, you am worstest friend.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
And Merc is here.
I'm not here.
Did you say it's national?
Today is it's National Opposite Day.
Thus all the shtick.
Yes.
Thus all the bit that definitely will not be cut for time.
For sure.
Or content.
Nope. National Opposite Day, which is a very important, very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in honor of that.
Just like our last episode.
Yeah.
We're off to the races, 2017. Mm-hmm. And in honor of National Opposite Day, everything's going great. I mean, like, globally.
Yeah. Well.
Let's not get into that.
No.
Oh, you mean, like, what's in the news? And throw it to the news!
Current Zero News Flash.
Okay, welcome to the news.
Starting things off, we had a few recent comic announcements. There's a third Black Panther title coming. Black Panther and the Crew. Which is sort of a revival
of
the Crew, the Christopher Priest Black Panther spinoff featuring, like, you know, Rhodey and who won't be in this one because he's dead now.
Well, maybe his ghost.
It could
maybe
be like ghost. A Weekend at Bernie's thing.
Yeah,
and they'll
yeah.
just carry him around.
But it had like White Tiger and it had a bunch of characters.
Put like an AI in the suit. It's like, no, it's just a corpse.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like a team of like sort of it's not street level per se exactly, but it's sort of like just a team of like, you know, black heroes sort of doing their thing, you know what I mean? Doing their best and sort of digging into some social issues at the same time. So they're relaunching that with Ta-Nehisi Coates as one of the writers at the very least. You have Yonah Harvey. They haven't announced firmly who the artist is, but Butch Geis did some character sketches.
I like Butch Geis.
And that were released. So that's pretty good. So it's starring Black Panther, obviously, and it's co-starring Storm, Luke Cage, Misty Knight, and Kyle's favorite character, Manifold.
Yes!
And I found it kind of interesting. It's set in Harlem.
He's got so many folds. He's a man of folds.
It's true.
Yes.
I
thought it was Man Who Folds. Just does the laundry.
Man What Fold. Man, what a fold.
Hmm.
One thing I did notice. It's
play
supposed
cards?
To be...
I'm folding. Sorry.
See? There's so much you can do with the character.
It is.
So much. It's... So much.
Yeah.
So it's going to be set in Harlem, and it's very, just based on the visuals, at least what Butch Geis seems like they were going for, like, Misty Knight looks very much like Simone Missick from the Luke Cage show, and, you know, it looks like they're kind of maybe going for that kind of a vibe for the series, so I'm like, okay, I'm...
Okay, how do you feel about this?
About the, like, the show character sort of influencing the comic, or...
I don't... It's just the idea, okay, here's this iconic black character. I guess it's been done before a little bit, but then to go back to it, and, I don't know. Just the idea of, like, well, black characters have to hang out with other black characters.
They've sort of been, I believe in Civil War II, there was something after, like, Rhodey died where, like, a lot of these characters sort of got together. And it's sort of like, well, one hand is like, okay, I get it. Like, something like that happens. Like, you have, like, a solidarity thing. And you're trying to, like, have that kind of a message. But at the same time, it's like, how natural is it for these characters to hang out together? Like,
and when they all get together, they're like, why are there only 8 of us?
Oh, sad times. But I mean, like, again, like, how much does, like, Luke Cage and, like, T'Challa really have in common? Like, what kind of a connection would they really have?
Yeah.
And maybe that'll be part of how it goes. Because, I mean, like, Ta-Nehisi Coates' run on Black Panther has been just really smart, really good stuff. And so I imagine, like, it might be kind of like, oh, you're just sort of, like, putting them... your most iconic kind of black characters yeah. together in a book. But I am absolutely certain that he, of all people, will handle that real well. So, you know, I'm at least curious in news that Merc might find very exciting.
Ooh, what?
Sabrina.
Big Ethel.
Sabrina is returning. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, did you hear who's playing Big Ethel?
Who?
Sabrina.
Large Marge.
Large.
Yeah, but I heard she was dead.
Sabrina is returning in April. That's right. Little Sabrina by Art Balthazar and Franco is getting a one-shot this April. Little oh, no, that Strange Chilling Tales of Sabrina, that's never coming back.
Is it officially dead?
No, I know. I'm just teasing you. The whole thing is teasing you. So there's a one-shot Little Sabrina. I was really hoping...
And it's Franco?
I was really hoping you'd get excited.
It's Frankoville?
No, not Frankoville. Franco.
Oh,
they're like
Franco.
They did like the Tiny Titans and stuff like that. Like really kid stuff. Which, I mean, if you're going to do like a little Archie little thing spinoff, that makes sense.
Sure.
To get them to do it, yeah. I think. So
I'd
Little
like
Sabrina.
To see that tie in with Little Hellboy.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice.
He also did that.
It's true. And also there's a Big Moose one-shot coming in the sort of relaunch universe. So Big Moose is getting his day in the sun.
Finally.
Finally. Both in April.
You gotta be kidding!
Star Wars Rogue One comic adaptation, which was like really delayed because that movie came out like a month and a half ago now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's gonna be coming out still. And apparently, it's supposed to feature scenes deleted or removed from the film, like stuff that maybe was seen in the trailer.
So it's like the novelization.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. Which is sort of interesting. I'm very curious. That's one of the ones I'm actually kind of curious to read. Like, whenever they do sort of like, this is based on this. Like, they've done a bunch of Star Wars comics that are like, it's just adapting things correctly. I don't care. I've seen the movie. I don't care. This one I'm actually legitimately curious about because that movie was tweaked with so much that, like, yeah, that like I'm very curious to see what new is in there, what's different in there, and how it works as a story. Maybe like trying to combine everything together.
Yep.
So that's coming. Jody Houser, I think, is writing it, and then Emilio Lazo is drawing it. And I mean, yeah, I've sort of fallen off the Star Wars comics, but I'm kind of curious to see how that one turns out. And lastly, most importantly, Shelley Bond, who was executive editor at Vertigo until April of last year, where she was very, you know, kind of just shuffled off.
Yeah.
Kind of like she had been with DC since like, I think 1993. She'd been with them for like 20-something years. Yeah. She was beloved by creators. Like, she was really amazing for them to work with, apparently. She was just like really fostered talent. And people were very upset when she basically restructuring and just phased her out.
Yeah.
A lot of people were real upset because there was a certain other editor there who'd been accused of sexual harassment and didn't go nowhere.
Right.
So, you know. but she is returning to comics with a graphic novel called Femme Magnifique, which is celebrating, it's like a comic anthology graphic novel celebrating 30 years of significant women in science, art, politics, and music. She's working with Hi-Fi Color Design, and there's a big long list of creators that are going to be involved in this. So it's kind of...
That's cool that it's like, people will back her up.
Oh, for sure. I got like Marguerite Bennett, Philip Bond, Mark Buckingham, Gail Simone, Mike Carey, who did Lucifer, Annie Wu, Kelly Sue DeConnick, Ming Doyle, Jill Thompson, Matt Wagner, Tess Fowler, Kieran Gillen, Gilbert Hernandez, I don't know what that was, Bill Sienkiewicz, which I thought you'd like, and a whole lot more. So, like, there's a huge list. So this is, you know, very cool. She's doing this, I think, completely on her own. Like, she's going to be Kickstartering it at some point.
That's what I saw. I literally looked at this earlier today, and I just saw a blurb, and I didn't write it down. I just saw just stuff going by.
And it's the timing, again.
You had already said you had a bunch of stuff written down. I was like, you probably already have this.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yes, absolutely. And again, I think the timing is very much just sort of what's happening in America right now, and feeling like this is an important thing to do. And it is. And, you know, the level of talent she's assembled for this is amazing and speaks to a lot about her skills in comics, and it's good to have her back. And that is the news.
Rip.
Welcome to the warm-up!
Okay, welcome to the warm-up for this episode. Doing a little haikus.
Mm-hmm.
Haikus?
Yeah.
I thought we did no haikus, like, ever.
No, that's just me. That's my bit. But you know what? It's opposite day.
Yeah.
That ties
so
it in.
So it's haikus all the time.
Yeah. Yes, it is them things. Anyway, got some X-Men haikus.
All right, cool. Mm-mm.
They say, I'm grumpy. I literally see red fucking constantly. End of haiku.
Yeah.
Gong.
That's a great multiple man haiku.
Yeah. Professor X.
Guess who this next one's about. Remember, Logan? You asked, is your code name Wheels? Huh? Forgetful Joe? With the implication that Xavier mind-wiped Wolverine on multiple occasions.
Oh, yeah. He's used to it by now, though. If he comes back, X-23 is Wolverine, so he just is Forgetful Joe when he gets through. It's like, your name isn't Joe. It's it isn't?
It's supposed to be Forgetful Jones, like the Muppet.
Oh.
Okay, no. And one more. Yes, a heart of steel. Will you be jet fuel to me? Maybe melt my heart?
Aww.
That was a Colossus / 9/11 haiku.
The world's first. Maybe?
Have I broken new ground?
I think so.
Only time will tell.
We're on the cutting edge here.
Is it okay yet? Yet?
Kitty Pryde did 9/11?
No, Kermit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Kermit.
We covered that.
I forgot we did cover that last time, yeah.
Yep.
So that's that. And that's the end of that. Oh, no, I lost my page!
What the f***?
All right, bad bye, everybody.
Bad hello. There's a point with Bizarro speak where he just becomes unintelligible completely. Mm-hmm. That's a fine line.
Well, there's a thing with Bizarro logic.
Yeah.
Where it becomes
I love me. Make me survive.
Yeah. Well, there was one where Bizarro Earth was being destroyed. Or as it's pronounced, it's Ray. It's Earth backwards. Yeah. So he built a rocket ship and put his baby son pointed straight to the core of the planet to make sure that the kid died. That's not a joke. So it's like, what is Bizarro logic? Like, do they all live outside?
Yeah.
And does oxygen kill them? That is the other thing I wrote down. It's just like,
it can just,
at what point, like...
Is it too ridiculous and it becomes crazy?
On Bizarro Earth, like, there's so many levels to, like, get to the Bizarro punchline of any one thing. Like, how would a person make anything? Just do it backwards.
Yeah.
Where do the things come from?
There's something else?
It's like, the more you think about it, the less it makes sense.
It does, yeah.
It's almost like it's a fucking comic book.
Yeah.
Are you, patronizing me?
No, it's, I mean, there's a point where you gotta think this stuff.
You're taking it seriously enough.
Yes. There was, and
wait.
No, wait, yeah.
That's why I said, why I said worstest friend earlier, the guy who wrote, I forget who he is, unfortunately, I forget his name, but he wrote that, like, Jimmy Olsen Bizarro miniseries a few years back, or a year back or so.
I have not heard
it. Was, like,
of
literally
that.
Jimmy Olsen and Bizarro going on a road trip.
What?
I read like one or two issues. It was pretty fun, but I couldn't afford to keep buying it, so I was like, alright, I'll check it out later. But you just like how you do his speech, and he was sort of like, there's certain things we just sort of have to like, again, he was like, would he call him his best enemy or his worstest friend?
Yeah.
And which one's funnier? Worstest friend.
Yeah.
So that's what you go with. So you're overthinking, maybe that's underthinking. And then you meet in the middle, and it's
I guess that's fair. You need to strike a balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So we're talking about opposites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So man, obviously...
So it is still funny.
It is still funny.
It is definitely still funny.
So yeah, obviously the first thing to think of is clearly Bizarro.
Negaduck.
What? Negaduck.
Bizarro Aquaman, yeah, because he can't swim.
Yeah. It should be like a Bizarro for every one of them.
There is. There's Bizarro Batman, who
is there?
He has
Bizarro.
Yeah. Well, there's two different ones. There's Bizarro, and there's Bizarro Batman, who had a futility belt full of cigarette butts.
Yeah. I prefer that one to Bizarro.
I read a whole lot about Bizarro Earth. There's the Yellow Lantern, who's the most afraid man.
Yeah.
And, like, Bizarro Aquaman was real. There's Bizarro Girl, who's Supergirl, who had a Fortress of Togetherness. I want to go there!
It sounds nice!
This sounds really good.
That's really nice.
Was this just like a one-off thing?
No, there's like in like pre-Crisis, there's like a whole Bizarro Earth that's shaped like a cube.
Yeah.
Because...
it's like with the whole world. Yeah.
Superman went there and he did something good that was like perfect. So they put him on trial because that's the rule on Bizarro Earth. You can't have anything perfect because here everything's perfect.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, I mean, your planet looks, it's like a perfect sphere. I'll fix that if you let me go. And he made it a cube. And that's...
And killed everyone in the process.
Yeah.
Good lord, yes.
You killed us perfectly. Back on trial.
We're ghosts.
There's only four of us left.
We are not ghosts.
Get to cigarette butts and take him out.
Superman would throw spaceship into the sun. We do the opposite. Throw sun into spaceship. Ow, 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 ow.
I would like to read some of those.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting thing to do now and have current writers doing that sort of thing.
There's,
like, a full world. You would have a total blast.
There's All-Star Superman, which had...
Use it to great effect.
Yeah, yeah.
Which had the Bizarro.
Yeah. Who is, like, the only person on Bizarro World who wasn't Bizarro. He was, like, a normal dude, right?
Yeah. But he was so bummed out about it.
Yeah.
Because, like...
His name's Carl.
I'm doing the opposite of everything that everyone else is doing. I just... I could feel, like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. From that perspective, it's good. It was super clever. I love that. So, like, what makes a good one for, like, an opposite character?
Well,
is that a big question?
Yeah.
That is a good question, because a lot of them are just, like, dumb. Like,
they're stupid. Like, I was going through a big list of them, and there's so many were just, like, dark this person, black this person, death this person, evil this person, and they all suck.
Well, yeah, I had
those. Chocolate this person.
Good guys. And they look so goddamn like the same person. I would say to them, you want ice cream cone? Both of them say yes. How in the hell? They are twins. What the hell?
Chocolate versus vanilla.
Yeah.
There's like the dark opposite approach. Yeah. And then there's the Bizarro approach. But it, like, Bizarro isn't really, like you were saying, it's not completely opposite, but it is. And then there's.
And he's not really evil. He's just. He's just a backwards man.
Yeah.
He's just Mr. Muddle.
They just take a couple things and flip them around, is really the whole shtick. And
well, it's like, my costume is the opposite of your costume, so I must be evil.
But then,
Sorry, Zoom.
Well, that's
Reverse Flash.
the dark opposite thing.
Yeah,
yeah. To me, that's the, like, just make the good guy evil, and that's
right.
Like Green Lantern, Sinestro. And,
yeah,
you know, that sort of thing.
Every Spidey, single every Venom. Single Flash character has at least one. Like every single one has one of those.
I forgot about Inertia.
I'm partial to Inertia.
Inertia is a property of matter.
Bill.
Really?
I didn't know.
Me? Weird.
But are there less obvious opposites? Ones that are like counterpart villains that really are not technically as in a Bizarro opposite or a Zoom opposite. Would you consider it? Or in the character itself?
I'm MC Scat Cat.
To Paula Abdul?
Yeah, he's definitely the opposite of Paula Abdul. I mean, he likes to smoke.
Yeah. But it's strange because they attract.
Yeah, they come together.
They do.
Yuck.
At the same time.
Paula Abdul fucking a cat.
A cartoon cat at that.
A scat cat.
A scat cat at that. Oh, God.
I just want to dance now.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Everything went end of my episode. Mind.
I'm just going up and down these stairs trying to forget. Sorry. All right. I don't even remember where we were.
Is there a less obvious opposites? Like, not direct opposites, but ones that you could consider. And here, I'll throw one out to get it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Joker and Batman.
Yeah, well... Like, it's not one of those ones where it's just like, it's him, but evil. But it's more literally the opposite in every
way. The opposite in approach. And like, okay, you have the physicality of Batman. He's like in perfect human condition. The incredible logical mind to be able to work things out and be 10 steps ahead of people. What would be the foil? The ultimate foil would be somebody who you can't do that. Who is so crazy and it's so chaotic in their thought patterns and they're crazy.
Which has been
physically, he's not overly. He's never been overly capable at all. He's
a gangly man.
Yeah.
he's a gangler. Oh, that would have been a good name for him too.
The gangler. The gangler. The dangler.
I'm gonna gangle you.
Oh! His hands are always like kind of wet.
Oh.
Why? Stupid episode. This is the smartest episode ever.
This am the smartest episode.
Well, no. This is gonna... Well, like Superman and Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah. Couldn't be any more different.
Human, alien.
So there's that sort of thing. It's like there's like the evil version of the hero versus what like would be the polar opposite, where you have like, again, you're evil or twisted or what have you. Like, yeah, you're Bizarro and you're Lex Luthor, and both are pretty valid, and they work in different ways as being opposites. You're probably right that from like more of like a psychological kind of perspective, I guess, like it's more interesting, like guys like the Joker and Lex Luthor, perhaps.
Well, that's the thing. Like, in terms of writing, is that a cop out? Is that an easy way out? Not that it doesn't. That's what I originally wrote down.
Like,
exactly.
Wolverine, Sabretooth.
Yeah. I love the
Dark Wolverine. Yeah.
Or Dark Wolverine.
Yeah.
I love the Flash show. I love the Flash comics too, but like, I love the Flash show. But in like three seasons or something, it's like literally every season is at least one like he's the Flash but evil. Yeah. And at this point, it's like, can you do anything else? Because I'm getting real tired of this.
I want them to have the Flash but cool.
Hey.
Flash, but he just doesn't cry every episode.
And there's always Wally over time. We might get there. As far as the point's been made, I mean, you know, pretty effectively in recent comics, I guess, but like for Spider-Man, like, what would Spider-Man's opposite be? Venom. I mean, Venom would be the dark
version of him.
And I would say, as far as designs go, just that first initial design is still my favorite of Venom, where he's literally just wearing, like, his most recent costume.
Yeah.
But he's, like, jacked up and just has that big, creepy grin.
But he's not even that jacked up, I mean, in comparison to what he's gotten to be,
yeah. But he was, like, again, he was like, just slightly bulkier, off-looking version, a bulkier off-looking version, with the big, creepy smile. Chillingly effective, I thought. Like, when he first showed up, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
As far as design goes, yeah, I would give it that. Like, Dr. Octopus has been made. Like, they've made a lot of point to notice that, where they could easily have sort of become the same person. Where they're both, like, brilliant scientific minds, and they're both, you know, were, like, bullied nerds growing up and stuff like that. Where, like, you know, Spider-Man became more selfless, and then Dr. Octopus just got that ridiculous superiority complex. And, you know, but if you read, like, the original Spider-Man comics, as we've talked about before, Peter could easily have been that. Like, he was a real dickhead for, like, 10 issues or so there. And it's, I don't know, I just found that sort of, like, being explored more as time goes on. It's like, yeah. Like, there's a good argument that, like, Doc Ock is probably the best Spider-Man villain. And the most, you know, you could make those connections.
But in terms of an opposite, you think? Like a counterpart to? Is that
he's not like a... he's a weird one, though, right?
It's another path taken.
Yeah.
So and then...
Not,
then
it's
know.
An opposite in some regard, but it's not like a polar opposite, but it's also not like an evil version of him, so he's sort of like... Yeah, like he's his... He's kind of a unique beast.
I had Rhino written down as his... Because really, like, Spidey is incredibly intelligent. He's
agile.
He's agile. It's all speed.
Skinny
and,
dude.
And it's like...
Rhino's a big dumb smashy man.
Yeah, he's like, I hit you with my head!
Jersey.
Yeah.
okay, I changed my mind. You are correct. And you know how I feel about the rhino. So yep. I absolutely agree. I have an idea.
Okay.
Most characters, most superheroes have their evil version, right? It seems like almost all of them do.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment. Think about what characters don't really have an opposite villain.
Gambit.
Yes. That's one. Gambit.
Polaris.
Because it sucks. But let's make up some.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.
Let's make up some. All right. For certain characters don't have it. You started with Gambit. Mm-hmm. What are our thoughts? What would be the opposite of Gambit? Because I'm thinking...
Popular.
Yeah, yeah. He's a character who has aged very well.
He's not Cajun.
Looks nothing like Luke Perry.
No. Yeah, nothing at all. Perhaps he could be the curator of a playing card museum who just wants to keep all those playing cards pristine. And unexploded. And unexploded. Who's driven to madness by Gambit's antics. And he's trying to save the playing cards.
This guy's walking behind Gambit. No!
Yeah. Stop it! He's constantly snatching them away so Gambit can't use his powers.
I've got a name for him.
What?
Sure thing.
He's not about taking risks.
No.
He's not at all.
I'm sensibility.
Yeah, exactly. He wants to protect that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to live together. It's going to be a superhero odd couple comic. We got Cyclops.
Oh, Biclops. No.
This would be...
He has two laser beams.
This would be somebody...
You've got some...
This is somebody who eats energy blasts, and it becomes weirdly sexual.
Matter-eater lab.
Why does it have to become weirdly sexual?
It just has to. It's like, please, just... I need some energy blasts. Get away from me.
Shoot me.
Eat this.
Shoot me. Do you want to look at me?
Look at me. This would, we're doing good.
Yeah. Mr. Fantastic?
Yeah.
It seems like the Thing is the opposite of Mr. Fantastic.
I guess, yeah. I'm super rigid, and I'm sore, and
also, he has a lot of
arthritis, man.
He also has a lot of reasons to hate him.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. I think punch his stupid face in.
But it's just,
that's true. Pretty good visual, though.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this? By less, I mean, you know, the company that owns them and has no interest in using them.
That's...
I could just say I own them now, and I'm pretty sure everyone would be like, yeah, fine.
Oh, Daredevil.
Some guy with telescopic vision.
But only that.
I can only see, like, he's 5 miles away.
Well, like, it makes sort of like, horrible like Echo, or Ronan, or whatever you want to call him.
He's a militant atheist who's got perfect vision, and you know what? He's just having a great life. Everything's working out well for him.
What's the opposite of a lawyer? Good person? No, that's not nice. There's good lawyers.
There are, for sure.
Sorry, Dad. If you're listening, you're not.
Oh.
That's not the sad.
Whatever. Whatever. Everyone explain it.
If my kid starts a podcast, I don't want to listen to it.
Oh. Fair point.
No, I don't even want to listen to this.
No.
No. Oh. No, I do.
Why are you doing this?
Episode 95.
Is it?
I think so.
Hey! Three more episodes till episode 98. Slightly better than episode 95.
Yep.
That was a Windows 98 joke.
Episode Vista.
I say we end this after episode Vista.
Yeah.
Let's be smart.
But come on.
They just try to open.
Episode 7's good.
They just try to open episode Vista and it just doesn't work.
All right, so we got some, here's some weird alternates.
Oh, please.
Of bizarre characters or reverse opposite characters, villains. I want to start this off with Anti-Claus, who is, indeed, evil Santa. And this was in a one-off, I'm pretty sure it was, like, a one-off, like, Marvel Bizarre Adventures, like, comic magazine. So this gentleman is the polar opposite of Santa Claus.
I think you mean ho-ho-ho.
Yeah. Yeah, I do indeed. Who wears a black and gray, like a black gray kind of white Santa costume. It's skin tight. It's got the plunging neckline, so you can see all that business. All that hairless business. He's got like some weird like sleep cap slash like KKK mask that like flopped down or something that like goes, yeah, you know what I mean? Has like the eye holes but exposed chin. Yeah. Anyway, the most important thing is that he actually successfully kills Santa Claus. And then an elf.
So that's what happened to Santa Claus when I was 12.
It suddenly started getting
the Anti-Claus, man. The Anti-Claus. However, an elf manages to get word to Santa's son. I assume illegitimate son, Nick Norris, who has to become the new Santa Claus and avenge his father's death.
That's Chuck's brother.
Which is just like a young dude in like a Santa skin tight Santa costume. And then so that is something that happened in comics. Why hasn't there been more Anti-Claus?
Well, because Nick Norris.
Nick Norris took care of business.
Killed him dead.
Killed him dead. Just, I assume.
With a gun.
It's the Santa comic.
Merry Christmas. I got you bullets.
The Santa comic you never knew you needed.
Norris got a gun.
Jeff. Another one. Zazzo Plus. Which is an evil, like an alternate.
Oh, well, I had Zazzo. I didn't want to pay the extra $2 a month.
Yeah. When you think of Captain Marvel, I mean, like, Big Red Cheese, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Like, polar, like opposite characters. Who are you thinking of?
Mr. Mind or Dr. Savannah?
Yeah.
Is it Savannah?
Like, an opposite. Or, yeah. like one that's, like, got the same power set. You think of Black Adam, obviously.
Black Adam, yeah.
You should be thinking of Zazzo Plus, who is an imp from another dimension named Zazzo, who creates a helmet to steal Captain Marvel's lightning and transform himself into a Captain Marvel-like character who, much like Reverse Flash, is just yellow with the red lightning bolt.
Okay.
And then calls himself Zazzo Plus. Captain Marvel, though, is able to use the helmet to get his powers back as Billy Batson.
Right.
And then turn Zazzo Plus back into regular Zazzo. And then spanks him like a child. And then he is apparently whisked away back to his own dimension by his father, Zazzo Sr., who is not too happy. How has this character not appeared more often, you might ask?
Well,
I don't know.
It's because we haven't had Grant Morrison writing a Shazam.
Yeah, that's true, which is really kind of unfortunate.
It sounds like a Star Trek The Original Series episode.
Bring back Zazzo Plus, hashtag bring back Zazzo Plus. And I have a third stupid
please.
Reverse character to share.
I think you had a lot of fun.
I did.
This
I did
episode.
Indeed.
I just wrote a bunch of jokes about Bizarro.
Yeah.
It's a gentleman.
I used up my material about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember
Adlib?
The classic Spider-Man ally Cardiac?
Yes.
From the 90s?
Yeah, the blue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he had like
yeah,
the sort
okay.
of. He
yeah,
was
had, like, a staff. I believe
oh, yeah,
he was.
Right,
he was
yeah.
a cardiac doctor.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
He?
Yeah. And like.
It was horrible.
But also, didn't he have like his own like company and stuff too? It was like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's. Everyone's Tony Stark now. So, he was an industrial spy. Broke into. And Elias Wortham is the name of Cardiac, which. You figure, like, comic creators would be like, I'm gonna name a character, a heroic character, Wortham. Why would you do that? But anyway.
Seduction of the innocent.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, because,
okay.
Because, F you, that's why.
Yeah, taking it back.
Yeah.
Taking back this other person's name.
The name. That was yours, because, I, F you.
A fuck you.
A fuck, a hue.
So the industrial spy. He, breaks into wherever Cardiac has his prototype armor, and he steals it. So he's got this like big chunky armor kind of a thing in that 90s style, which features a giant energy axe. So he calls himself Cardiax.
That guy can go to hell.
Jesus. I specifically said this was the dumbest one. and I'm pretty sure he first appeared in Night Watch number 1. Remember Night
oh,
Watch?
Oh, God.
Do you remember Night Watch also?
His name should have been Flatline. Duh.
And he should have looked like Kiefer Sutherland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a few stupid reverse characters. Though I will say, bring back Anti-Claus.
Yeah, and yeah. Kill Cardiacs forever.
No, I'm sure he's dead already.
Yeah, but like make sure that he can't come back.
We all know
I
he
really,
exists.
I thought he just
blow
got arrested.
Hell.
Yeah.
I thought Cardiac just got arrested. That was it. Get it? Arrested?
I get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep
I mean,
saying
we
it.
Understand.
I'm gonna keep saying it.
That was the best.
Yeah.
Hey, you're great.
All right, thanks.
There was, I have a half thought. It's not even a full idea. Well, so we're just going to cut this out.
Well,
but just the idea of, like, opposite teams, where it's like, ah, the Justice League, well, we're the Injustice League, or, like, the Injustice Society.
Right.
That's a lot of effort put into purely just being like, oh, you guys, you assembled a team to, like, to save people. We're going to assemble a team to kill people.
To unsave people.
Fuck you. That's a lot of, like, one somebody's guy drowning, doing that.
You yeah. save them, one guy and we'll doing put them back that. In the water.
One guy doing that for personal reasons makes sense. An entire team, like, we're gonna get a headquarters, we're gonna, like, have a roll call, we're gonna have meetings like the Legion of Doom. That is a lot of effort put into yeah. just being like, fuck those guys.
It's like, I've got my own stuff to do. I'm opposite Green Lantern here. I gotta go all over Space Sector 4182. Yeah, I did that right.
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. All right. Yeah.
Good for you.
Good numbers. And, be a dick to people.
But
them,
then somebody
with
else.
A giant boot instead of a boxing glove.
But then somebody else says, hey, but we have a headquarters. Do you like Darth Vader? It's like his head.
Yeah.
We can be in.
Comes out of a swamp.
I don't like Darth Vader. I'm a villain. I hate Star Wars.
Oh,
yeah, that is
Trek.
Horrible.
And then they started another.
Kissing?
Indian.
But there's a lot of those too. You've got the Frightful Four, you've got the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. You've got so many of these groups that specifically form to be like a counterpoint to another group that naturally sort of comes together, but it just always feels like it's like you're going to a lot of trouble to merely be like, well, we have a group too, f*** you guys.
You know, it's always the superhero team that forms first?
Yes. No, it's like a response. It's a reactive thing. I just, you know.
I don't know if that's an idea that's been explored in comics.
Like, why are you doing
like,
this?
Why?
Why?
Not, why not just, hey, we're assembling a supervillain team.
Like, do it the other way.
Yeah.
Where you have the villains.
Do it group. Opposite.
Yeah.
Today.
I like it.
Just a thought. A half thought. All right.
Move on.
Moment of zero. Moment of zero.
Welcome to the Moment of Zero. I have a new... Hopefully, if this works out... A new ongoing segment.
Woo!
I'm calling it Character Storm. I give you a character name, and then we have to make up the powers that go with it, the backstory, and what character or book that would fit into.
Like the pre-exists? Would that
fit in with an Archie universe? Would that go with Spider-Man? Would that be... fighting the Spectre or whatever, or, you know.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Every single character name that you give me, I'm just going to make them Combo Man.
Sure. All right.
Hashtag bring back Combo Man.
I've got a huge list, but I'm only going to pick like a couple and then that'll be it.
The first one is weirdly Combo Man. shit.
Dr. Crotch Rocket. Let's go that direction.
Rye, what do you think? I think that's a tick character.
You're like,
sure. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
That works.
And he's got like a number of trick rockets that he can fire from his crotch.
Oh.
I feel like kind of as a Dr. Octopus parody, like a rocket, like some rocket launching equipment he was making got permanently fused with his crotch and drove him crazy.
And it talks to him like the movie one.
I was thinking a motorcycle, but okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's where Crotch Rocket comes from.
But he's literally launching rockets from his crotch. Yeah. Come on.
Rocker.
Car Rocket!
He's definitely a tick villain, and definitely all... I think we're done.
Yeah, okay.
That's perfect.
That works.
I thought he was a hero, frankly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he uses his crotch rockets.
You know what? Maybe he, like, overcomes the insanity and becomes a hero after the fact. He can, like, join with the tick and use his crotch rocket for good.
But he has horrible aim, so it just goes over.
Yeah.
Oh. I
am still feeling this as a tick.
This
is the best. Podcast over. We're getting rich.
This is the best one.
After eight, but eight being A-T-E.
He's like the Absorbing Man, but he has to eat things to gain their
their properties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you like have to ingest it. You gotta eat some steel and they become
part Absorbing Man, part Matter Eater Lad.
But the downside is he's really sluggish.
Yeah.
He's just sort of stumbling like, oh, he got a little bit of like the burps going on.
But then he also still has to eat food.
Yeah.
All the time. So then he's like, I just became mashed potatoes.
I'm apples.
So what universe would he be in then?
I'm almost thinking like a Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah, he's one of the failed Legionnaires for sure. Okay. He appears once in one page, but it's amazing.
Yeah. I'm gorgeous. He's just constantly amazed by what he is.
He's beside Bouncing Boy, and he's just as round. I'm oranges.
I'm Bouncing Boy.
Let's bounce.
We ain't Bouncing Boy.
What rhymes with orange? My love for you. Going with the Legion group, Lactose Intolerance Lass. What's the power?
Not lactose. Not tolerance of things with lactate.
You know what? I'm gonna go the other direction. It's like a hard-boiled like Punisher character who is just destroying anyone involved in the dairy industry.
My family got killed in the park.
Yeah,
there was a milk fight.
Just busting
milk. There was a milk slide.
Milk slide.
Yeah, just busting the door down at a grocery store and just shooting up the milk aisle. Just over the, yeah.
There was one of those.
You don't notice till after the scene that she only shot up the milk aisle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
all the people are fine.
As like a bit character in like a Garth Ennis comic or something, I can see that.
Yeah. Like the boys.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, you know, Hitman somewhere.
Arch enemy of the milkmaid.
Milkmaiden. Yeah, yeah. Oh. There we go.
Okay, one more. I have a whole bunch more, but let's do one more.
Hey, well, yeah. We gotta save something for later.
Jeffrey Thundercorn.
Well, clearly he's
Jeffrey Thundercorn.
Clearly he is the lawyer for the Captain Marvel family, as played by Henry Winkler.
What's his power word?
Litigate.
That one's on you.
It's his own name.
Yeah.
Thundercorn.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Thundercorn.
Jeffrey. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Jeffrey Thundercorn.
Still Jeffrey Thundercorn.
He just gets a cape. That's it.
It just like just sort of
out of his ill-fitting suit.
He becomes the Jimmy. No,
maybe his tie is like lightning bolt.
No, it comes out like under the clothes.
Just bunch up. He's like just awkward.
Just sticks out under the suit.
This cape is driving me crazy.
Only by 3 inches.
He has to untuck his shirt.
Oh. Good lord.
I think that might be my new favorite segment.
Yeah, I think we definitely saved this episode.
Okay, that's
I thought it was a good one.
No, we're fine.
No, we're fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Alright. Well, then we cross off the ones we used.
Freaking Jeffrey Thundercorn.
I should have known you were writing that down for a very specific reason. I love this segment. That was fun.
All right. So that's about all we got. Thanks for joining us. I am Merc. You can find me at www.mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. You can find me at Merc on Facebook.
I'm Kyle. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. Just do that.
Mm-hmm.
You should. I could tell you what a picture looks like, but that's not the same as just looking at the picture. So just look at the picture.
Oh, you look at that picture.
Ho, ho, ho.
You look at it.
You listen to Bri.
Oh, yeah.
Look hard.
Oh, I looked.
Oh, Bri will tell you.
Oh, I've never been the same.
Yeah, what's it look like? Nope.
I can't explain it.
Exactly.
My name is Bri Kotick. You can go to http://www.welcometohereafter.com. Another slash for some reason. To check out my comic, Welcome to Hereafter, which is hopefully still updating weekly again. And wrapping up book 3. Things are coming to a head.
Woo!
And so I update there hopefully weekly on Tuesdays. Also, just Brykotick, Brykotick pretty much on the internet. I'm on your Twitters. I'm on your Instagrams.
Oh, I just found Instagram.
Yeah, you're on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
What's the thing?
Merkanaut. M-E-R-K-A-N-A-U-T.
He explores so many mercs.
Yeah. Actually, it was weird.
Lucky.
I usually take merc. Sometimes that's taken.
Yeah.
If I don't have that, I get merc asylum.
Yeah.
Because, no, like, why would anyone take merc asylum? M-E-R-K asylum.
Mm.
How random is that? Somebody fucking took merc asylum already.
What do they post? What do they do?
They had, like, one thing up. And I can't even remember what it is.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
You think I want to be the Kyle Lees? Yeah. No.
Well, I'm like, what the hell?
Well, that's kind of sad.
I just want to be Kyle, man. I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, the Kyle Lees is the Kyle Lees for a reason.
Aww.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, because that other guy got the Twitter name first. He really likes Five Finger Death Punch. And sucking.
And yeah.
Yeah, you can. That's pretty much it. Thank you to Ocean City Defender, as always, for assistance with our theme songs, which are quite lovely. Also, you can, you know, follow us on Facebook under Zero Issues Comic Podcast. We're on iTunes. Yep. We're on Stitcher. We're on Twitter, probably, technically.
Yeah.
We're on a bunch of things. So you can look us up. Yeah. If you want to follow us, that would be great. If you want to drop us a line at any point, please do.
If you have ideas for shows, suggestions, just things you want to chat about, you just want us to yell out your name, we'll do that.
Oh, yeah, we will.
But we could even make that a feature. It'll be the old name yell out.
If you leave a review, we'll yell your name. We'll all yell your name as loud as we can.
As long as we're not recording in you.
In an apartment, yeah.
No. Like, as loud as we can while still being polite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's going to be a new
feature.
It would
sound a little something like this. Let's go with Jeff.
Jeff! So.
That could be you.
You're welcome, Jeffs.
Goldblum.
Jeff. That was for Jeff Goldblum. Yeah.
Always
for
Dahmer.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bad bye.